So let's review. Today we begin a new perek. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'ish Shalach Baal of Tzaras L'mdina Siyam. The case is Reuven was married to Rachel Balaya, and Reuven and Rachel went overseas. Ubo v'amr l'meis balecha, and a report came to Leah that Reuven passed away. Le'tinase v'le'tisyam. Atchutei d'shem u'muberes hi Tzarasa. Leah may neither marry nor do Yibum until it's verified whether Rachel had a child, and Leah is free to marry, or Rachel did not have a child, and Leah is bound for Yibum. The Mishnah presents another such case. Reuben was married to Rachel, and he died childless, and he has no known brothers. However, Reuben's mother, Leah, lives overseas. In the Cheshashas, Rachel may marry and does not have to be concerned that Leah may have had another son to whom she would be bound for Yibum. The Mishnah presents another case where there is a machlokes. Yatzasam Leah, Cheshashas. If Leah left while she was pregnant, the Tanakhama says we are concerned that Leah may have had a son, and Rachel may not marry until she verifies it. Rabbi Shua says we are not concerned that Leah may have had a son, and Rachel is free to marry. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah taught that when Reuben and Rachel went overseas, Leah may not marry and may not do Yibum. Bishlam Yibum Eloi, Leah may not do Yibum because it's possible that Rachel had a child, and Leah is also to Reuben's brother. Eloitinase Amai, Halach Acharoiv, V'Roiv Nashim, Misabris V'Yoldis. Why is Leah forbidden to marry? We should assume that Rachel had a child, as most women do. Therefore, we must say that our Mishnah follows Reb Meir, who holds Chashin L'miuta. We must be concerned that she's of the minority who are Einu Misabris V'Yoldis, they do not have children. Therefore, we do not allow Leah to marry because she may be a Yavama. However, according to the Rabban, who hold Holch and Acharoiv, both in the case of Reuben de Isikamon, a majority before us, and in the case like ours of Reuben de Lesikamon, a majority not before us, such as Reiv Nashim Misrabis V'yaldis, we allow Leah to marry because we are not concerned that she may be a Yavama. After establishing that our Mishnah follows Reb Meir, the Gemara asks, Ema Seifa. According to Meir, why aren't we concerned that Reuben's mother had another son? Since Reuven Nashim Misabris V'Yoldis Umiyat Mapilois V'Chava Yoldis Mechtz Zecharmu Mechtz Nekevois, so why aren't we Chayshish that her husband has a brother? The Gemara proceeds to explain the difference between the Reisha and Seifa. In the Reisha and Seifa, besides the discussion of Cheshin L'Me'uta, there is also a Chazaka. In the Reisha, it's Chazaka Le'ibum, since when Reuven V'Rachel went overseas, he was still childless. And the Seifa is the Chazaka is that Leah is Chazaka Shemuteres L'Shuk, since when her mother-in-law went overseas, she did not yet have another son. And the Gemara presents two explanations for why in the Reisha we don't follow the Chazaka, and in the Seifa we do follow the Chazaka. Rav Nachman says, Reisha the Issacharis Chashashu. Since there's an Issacharis, therefore Chashin L'Mi'uta. And therefore, since there's a Chazaka that she may not do Yibum and a meat that she is not Muteres L'Shuk, therefore, the din is, Loitinase v'loitisyabim. Seifa, the Isra lav lechashu. Since it's only a lav, therefore, loichashin l'mi'uta, and we rely on the chazaka that she is muteris l'shuk. Rava says, Reisha chazaka l'gibum v'ruba l'shuk. And Rav is stronger than chazaka. However, since we follow Reb Meir, that chashin l'mi'uta, when we combine the mi'ut to the chazaka, it's as strong as the Rav. V'havali palgo palga. And therefore, leitinase v'leitisyabim. Seifa, chazaka l'shuk v'ruba l'shuk. And therefore, even though in general Reb Meir holds, chashin l'mi'uta, in this case, loy chayesh Reb Meir. The Mishnah said, ha'ish shalach ba'ala v'tziras l'mdin sayam, ubo v'amr l'meis ba'alecha leitinase v'leitisyabim, atchatei d'ashem u'muberes hi tzirasa. The Gemara asks, let her do chalitza. If her husband did not have children, then she did chalitza and is muteres l'shuk. And if her husband did have children, then the chalitza was unnecessary and she's muteres l'shuk. The Gemara gives two answers. Ziri says, Tisha Chadasha. It's only for 9 months that we say she may not do chalitza, since we're concerned that her tzara is pregnant and will have a child. In such a case, the only way to release a yavama from the zika bond is through the birth of the child, and the chalitza is unable to release her. Rechanina says, Li'oila. She may never do chalitza. Rather, she must wait at sheteida shem mubaras hitzarasa. And the reason for this is, gzeira shem yehev lad ben kayama. We're concerned that our tzar will have a child. V'nimtza ata matzricha chruz lekohuna. And then we will need to make an announcement that although she did chalitza, which would make her pas lekohuna, she is now kash lekohuna, since chalitza was unnecessary. And dilma ikadav bechalitza v'lohav bechraza. We're concerned that some people will be by the chalitza and will not be by the hachraza, and they will think that a kohen may marry a chalutza. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Shtei Yavamis, if two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, were married to two women, Reuben was married to Rachel and Shimon was married to Leah, Zui meres meis bali, v'zui meres meis bali. And Rachel says Reuben died and Leah says Shimon died. The din is that since a woman is believed to say her husband died, in regards to allow her to remarry, but not in regards to anything else, therefore, zu asura mipne balashal zu, v'zu asura mipne balashal zu. Rachel is asur l'shuk, since we don't have edus that Shimon died, so she is a kukuliyavim. And Leah is asur l'shuk, since we don't have edus that Reuben died, so she is a kukuliyavim. The Mishnah continues to present three more cases where everything is the same except for one change. The first case is lezu edim ulezu ein edim. If Rachel has edim that her husband died and Leah does not have edim that her husband died, the din is es sheyesh lo edim asura v'esh ein lo edim muteres. Rachel is asura l'shog since we do not have edus that Shimon died, and Leah is muteres l'shog since we do have edus that Reuben died. The second case is lezu vanim ulezu ein banim. If Rachel has children and Leah does not have children, the din is es sheyesh lo banim muteres v'esh ein lo banim asura. Rachel is muteres l'shog since she is not zekuk liyavim, and Leah is asur l'shog since she is zekuk liyavim. The third case is nisyabmu. If Reuben v'Shimon had two other brothers, Levi v'Yehuda, and Levi was miyam Rachel and Yehuda was miyam Leah, umesu ha'yavam, and then Levi v'Yehuda died without children, in this case there is a machlekes. Tanakhama says asur is lehinasei. Rachel and Leah go back to being asuris l'shuk because of the original problem that we don't have edus that Reuben Shimon died. The Gemara begins by presenting a braisa that has a fourth case that is similar to the case of our Mishnah. Lezu edim ubanim, ulezu lo edim alei banim. If Rachel has edim that her husband died and she has children, and Leah does not have edim and she does not have children, the din is shtein mutaris. They're both mutaris l'shuk. Rachel because she has children, and Leah is mutaris l'shuk since we do have edus that Reuben died.